I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Due to the ongoing human rights violations taking place in Sudan, many have critiqued former President Obama's decision to temporarily lift sanctions. The Trump administration had planned to revisit that issue, but delayed the discussion until October. In retaliation, Khartoum is now refusing to negotiate. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says part of the problem is a laundry list of religious freedom violations. Would you pray for peace, wisdom, and boldness for believers? And Mission Cry aims to get a Bible or a Christian book into every home in Belize by November. Now, this initiative has the potential to mend relationships and bring the church together. Pastor Manuel, a partner of Mission Cry, was recruiting pastors to help with an upcoming event when one pastor turned him down. But after he brought the man a Bible from the Mission Cry shipment, he had a change of heart and agreed to help. The full story can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.